Remember when your mother told you to stop fidgeting? Well, fidget away. Recent studies have shown that sitting is, for your body, a disease. Adults who sit for more than 8 hours a day had a 15% greater risk of dying within 3 years than those who sat for half that time. If they sat for 11 hours a day, they had a 40% greater risk of early death. In other words, sitting is the new smoking. It's not good for you. You need to get up every few minutes, move around, and according to the experts, if you're chained to your desk, tap your feet, stand up for that phone call, fidget. What does this have to do with hospitals? Well, healthcare reform is taking healthcare in a new direction. It's the job of hospitals to help you stay healthy, not just treat you when you're sick, because the high cost of healthcare is mostly due to two things you can control: what you put into your body and how you treat your body. 81% of all hospital admissions are related to chronic diseases, and 75% of chronic disease is caused by tobacco, the type and amount of food you eat, physical inactivity like sitting, and stress. Imagine the savings if people simply ate right, moved more, and didn't smoke. If insurance companies designed policies that gave you incentives to stay healthy. If your employer provided just a small area to work out or a 15-minute break to take a walk outside. Don't let the debate about healthcare reform take your mind off what really matters. You can reform healthcare yourself by simply reforming the way you treat your body. If you put your car through a demolition derby, you can't expect your local mechanic to make it like new. And if you put your body through bad food and inactivity and smoking, you shouldn't expect your local doctor or hospital to put back the years you've taken off your life. So stand, move, drink a glass of water instead of a soda, have some carrot sticks instead of fries. You'll be surprised at how much better you feel and look. And you personally will be helping to reform healthcare in Maryland. I'm Carmela Coyle, President and CEO of the Maryland Hospital Association, for WYPR, your NPR news station.